You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishor. By all accounts, we are headed towards what looks to be a red-hot economic summer. Annualized GDP growth in the first quarter was 6.4%. Some economists expect growth in the second quarter to be 10% annualized. One of those economists is Dr. David Kelly, chief strategist at JP Morgan Funds. He also expects 800,000 jobs to have been created in May. We'll get that in the jobs report Friday. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, one of the hallmarks of this pandemic has been its unevenness. You know, we've got some sectors struggling, dentists down 16%, other sectors doing great, jewelry sales up 28%. Do you think that those differences are going to persist?
What I think you'll see is that some of the service sector areas that were really hurt very badly by the pandemic, they will recover over the summers. But I think there's so much money in the hands of consumers now. So much money has been made in Wall Street. There's so much money from government aid to lower and middle income households that I think you will still see a lot of spending on sort of basics, on food, on games, on televisions, those sort of things which have done very well through the pandemic. I think they're still going to be strong, and really it amounts to a lot of spending in the economy.
Usually with a heating economy, we get a little bit of inflation, we get higher interest rates. Do you think we're going to get those? I mean, we're already getting inflation, obviously.
I think you will see higher inflation. And I think there's no harm in that to some extent. I mean, it's just a sign of an economy fixing itself very fast here. But it does mean higher interest rates, and interest rates remain extraordinarily low.
Dr. David Kelly is Chief Global Strategist with JP Morgan Funds. Good to talk to you.
Anytime.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.